What if the sun went boom? Well, you can guess it would be super bad news for us. This was sure a short video, huh? Nah, wait, I have more. If the sun blew up, chaos would ensue in our solar system. But scientists tell us that it will certainly happen one day. But why? How exactly would events unfold? And is it possible for us to somehow survive this event? Hey, let's delve into it. First of all, get ready for a journey to the sun's core. The sun's heart is packed with hydrogen atoms, having an out-of-this-world dance party. These atoms are so excited that they smash into each other with all their might. And when they collide, something magical happens. It's called nuclear fusion. And in this fusion fiesta, the hydrogen atoms combine to form helium atoms, a chemistry experiment on a grand scale. During this nuclear fusion, a teeny bit of mass from the hydrogen atoms is transformed into a massive amount of energy. It's Einstein's famous equation E equals mc² coming into play. Energy is unleashed in the form of light and heat, radiating outwards to brighten up the entire solar system. And once all these processes get going, a bunch of energized particles called photons join the fun. These photons are like tiny packets of light, bouncing and zipping around in all directions. They play a crucial role in carrying the sun's energy through space, illuminating our world and warming our cozy planet. But to keep all this going, so that atoms don't escape and create complete chaos, the sun's core needs to be under tremendous pressure. This pressure comes from the immense weight of the sun's outer layers pressing down on the core. The outer layers are squeezing the inner core. But the inner layers don't give up. The energy created from fusion and the bustling photon party tries really hard to escape the sun's core. But the core is so dense, like me, and the pressure is so big that the energy takes its sweet time to make its way out. It bounces around, gets absorbed, and re-emitted by other particles. Eventually, after a long time, it reaches the sun's surface and zooms off into space, reaching us as sunlight. So now you know how the sun works. Now, what happens once it reaches the end of its life? Well, here's the twist. Our sun has a limited supply of hydrogen fuel. In about 5 billion years, it'll run out of its fuel. After that, the star will undergo some big changes. Now, pay attention, because there's a pretty good chance we're all going to miss this. First, the sun will puff up and become a red giant, exploding like a balloon. It will grow so big that it will swallow up the inner planets, including our beloved Earth. Talk about a sun taking up all the space. So we won't even see the end of our sun unless we move somewhere further away. After the red giant phase, the sun will shrink a bit. Its outer layers will fade away into space, leaving behind a beautiful planetary nebula. It'll be revealing its glowing core. Ooh! The core, now filled with helium,
will start sounding weird.
And will start fusing heavier elements like oxygen and carbon. These reactions won't be as energetic, like a party with less dancing and more chill vibes. Eventually, even the helium will be used up, and the sun will become a compact white dwarf, a stellar retiree enjoying its retirement home. Scientists estimate that the sun has about 7 to 8 billion years left before it dims its lights. Don't worry, though. By that time, humanity might have traveled to far-off galaxies, or maybe even evolved into amazing space beings. So our sun won't go out with a bang like fireworks. It's not big enough to become a supernova or a black hole. Those stellar superstars need way more mass than our sun to pull off those cosmic tricks. But what if it blew up very suddenly, just like an abrupt event without any reason? Well, let's see. Imagine this. The sun goes boom, and Earth is in for a wild ride. The event unleashes an insane amount of energy, sending a shockwave racing through space at the speed of light. It takes about 8 minutes for this shockwave to reach Earth. Why? Well, the sun is a whopping 93 million miles away from us on average. So it takes a little over 8 minutes and 20 seconds for the sun's light to travel all that distance and reach us. But let's talk about the event itself. It would be a great sight to witness, but sadly, it would also be the end. Roll credits. the crazy amounts of unleashed energy would cause the sun to expand rapidly, again, swallowing up the inner planets, including our Earth. And that's not all. Brace yourself for a massive burst of radiation. The sun would unleash a torrent of supercharged particles. We're talking about X-rays and gamma rays, the kind that can seriously mess things up. When these high-energy particles hit the atmosphere, they go wild, causing all sorts of chaos. They ionize the atmosphere, creating a ginormous electromagnetic pulse. This pulse is like a shockwave for electronic devices. It fries them, zaps them, and leaves them useless. So if your gadgets aren't protected, they're in for a rough time. Speaking of rough times, after that, it's instant vaporization for our planet. But the sun's grand finale just doesn't mess with Earth. It wreaks havoc on the entire solar system. That massive burst of energy would be crashing into everything in its path. Planets and other objects get knocked off of their cozy orbits, causing chaos and unpredictability. The asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, kapow! It's gone, obliterated, or scattered to the cosmic winds. And even planets that will survive this event will probably go off their orbits to wander somewhere. And let's not forget about the outer planets, like Jupiter and Saturn. These giants generate their own internal heat, which keeps them cozy and attracts lots of moons. But the sun's boom would steal their warmth, turning them into incredibly cold places. And now that we've discussed how catastrophic all this would be for everything in our solar system, let's ask the logical question, can humanity make it? The short answer is, nope, we wouldn't make it. Everything would be wiped out, except maybe some sneaky bacteria hiding in the shadows. But in a crazy scenario where the sun gave us a heads up about its plans, we might have a fighting chance. If we knew in advance and had time to prepare, we could get our survival gears turning. So what could we do? Since Earth itself won't survive the sun's tantrum, we'd have to move somewhere. Remember how we mentioned that not all planets would be completely destroyed? Well, sadly, the ones closest to the sun, Mercury, Venus, and Earth, would disappear. So the easiest option would be to move to some other solar system with its own Earth-like planet. But what if the Earth somehow managed to survive this catastrophe? Let's not think about how it happened and just discuss the consequences. Well, our climate would go crazy. During the first moments of the sun's kaboom, the radiation and particles would crank up the temperature big time, like a never-ending heat wave. We're talking major greenhouse effect. The oceans would evaporate, creating thick, fluffy clouds that trap heat and refuse to let it escape into space. And after that, without the sun's warm embrace, the Earth would quickly become an icy freezer. So we'd have to think outside the box. One idea would be to take shelter deep underground, where we won't be that much affected by radiation and sudden temperature changes. As you dig deeper, the temperature rises. So with the right tools and resources, humanity could hunker down in fortified bunkers, surviving for a couple of years without the sun's rays. Why just a couple of years? Well, remember how we said the sun is a gravity center of our solar system? Without it, Earth would be adrift in search of a new center of gravity. Imagine our planet, our trusty satellite, the moon, and all the other planets slowly floating away into space. Luckily, our trusty sun is hanging in there, keeping us warm and shining for many more cosmic adventures to come. So, we're safe for a few billion years. But it's always fun to imagine impossible scenarios. So stay tuned for more what-ifs. You wake up, gasping for air, struggling to peel yourself from your bed. When you do manage to get your feet on the ground, it feels like they're glued down tight. You're twice as heavy. It feels like you're carrying another you on your shoulders all day long. Well, congratulations. You've woken up on an Earth where uncontrolled experiments with dark matter have doubled the force of gravity. Mass panic happens when over 8,000 aircraft fall as soon as the gravity spikes, crashing into buildings, forests, and oceans. And that's because airplanes suddenly lost the balance between the pull of gravity and the lift force necessary to keep them cruising. Pilots did attempt to save their planes, but GPS failed as satellites swiftly moved. After a month, humans begin to look more and more like chimps. Bones are getting thicker, and the immense force constantly pulling people down is squashing their spines, making everybody bend over. People start figuring out that walking ape-style on all fours helps with better balance and stability. And that becomes a big deal, since even tripping over a tiny rock could lead to a nasty fracture. Falls not only get more intense due to the extra forces on bones and joints, but they also happen faster. Gravity's pull doubles the acceleration force, increasing it from 32 feet per second to 64 feet per second. Your house is not a safe place anymore. Old buildings and bridges all over the world are now collapsing. Inside those still standing, residents get the scary feeling that the whole place is shaking, and cracks start showing up everywhere. It's dangerous to stay inside houses, as roofs are now twice their usual weight, and any rain or snow also feels twice as heavy. Car alarms are constantly going off because tree branches keep falling all over the place. Most trees simply can't bear the weight of gravity, and only strong and small plants survive, like cactuses and succulents. 6 months after the sudden change, supermarkets have a sinister vibe going on, with shelves nearly empty and people arguing over the last loaf of bread. You get frustrated to see that your favorite Japanese restaurant is now 5 times more expensive. And it's not just about salmon prices. It's rice that has become a rare luxury item, since the gravity boost has messed up the photosynthesis process, and the seeds are taking too long to grow. On the flip side, carrots are now cheaper than ever. They're sprouting and growing at lightning speed. People start eating so many carrots that human skin now has an orange glow from all that extra beta carotene. Farmers are getting creative, using artificial supports to keep plants like tomatoes and corn on their feet. But even with all their efforts, it's hard to get a good harvest. Summer has arrived, and even your air conditioner can't relieve the unbearable heat. A sudden change in gravity disrupted Earth's orbit around the sun, pushing it into a new, tighter elliptical path. Earth now passes much closer to the sun than it used to, making your sunscreen simply surrender. The moon's orbit has also had some dramatic changes, leading to more dangerous and extreme tide patterns. High tides are now higher and low tides are lower. This shift has also triggered widespread volcanic eruptions and earthquakes on an unprecedented scale. Earth's crust starts to rupture across vast areas, unleashing planet-wide lava flows so intense that living on Venus begins to sound like a pretty good idea. 5 years later, people notice that puppies are begging for food twice as much, but they are taking more time to grow. Breeds like beagles look thinner, and their leg bones are getting heavier. Even insects, such as locusts, now have thicker hind legs to keep those jumps going. Sea creatures are being crushed by the much greater weight of the water around them. It's not a big deal for animals used to deep ocean pressures, like the anglerfish. But crabs and lobsters are really struggling since they live in shallow waters. Sloths and monkeys develop a stronger grip so they won't fall off trees. For carnivorous animals living in jungles or savannas, life is a real challenge because any animal the size of a wolf or bigger can't run without breaking a leg. Large predators like lionesses are starving because they can't move fast enough to catch their prey. Tall trees like palms and pines also go through evolutionary changes. They get beefier trunks and only grow about half as tall as usual. This way, water and nutrients can travel from the ground up to their leaves without struggling against gravity so badly. 10 years have passed since gravity increased. Airlines have finally made changes to prevent commercial flights from nosediving. The wings of airplanes are now longer. Pilots have learned to fly at altitudes twice as high, and flight speed has increased by 41%. To avoid people getting extremely nauseated and dizzy during takeoffs and landings, seats are now fully horizontal, like first-class bed-like setups, specially designed to minimize the nasty effects of gravity times two. Flight attendants are trained to raise the seat at the passenger's feet after they pass out so that blood can return to their head. The thing is, when gravity gets a power boost, it yanks your blood down to your feet and hands even more than usual, making your heart work extra hard to pump that blood around, especially to your head. 50 years have passed. Women in their 30s look like they are 60. Higher gravity decreases collagen synthesis, so even though they're still young, they're dealing with more wrinkles and fine lines, and their skin has already lost a big part of its elasticity. Wounds as small as a pimple pop or a paper cut also take much more time to heal. So people are excited about the creation of a Band-Aid made from fish skin from cod or tilapia that promotes local blood circulation and speeds up the healing process. People have also got used to wear exoskeletons made of titanium, which support and enhance the wearer's strength. This technology features cool joints at the places that copy humans' natural movements, giving people more flexibility and letting them move around more easily. Prototypes of personal flying devices start popping up after 100 years. The Gray Flyer is like a jetpack made of carbon nanotubes, making the structure strong without adding much weight. Instead of using fuel for propulsion, the device has these super thin but high-tech solar panels. Investors are still not sure if humans could fly long distances with it, but the Gray Flyer definitely can help people tackle tasks that have become almost impossible, like climbing a mountain or grabbing something from the attic. Things at the gym are pretty different too. The anti-gravity treadmill is a favorite among fitness enthusiasts because it uses air pressure to lift users, reducing the discomfort of gravity while running. People can also lift weights in booths when the gravity settings are customized. When training with G-force set at 3 or 4 times the new normal, muscles get stronger, making double gravity seem more bearable. However, the maximum set is 4.6, otherwise bones might crack. Over 500 years have passed. Thanks to these amazing technological creations, humans can now handle and establish colonies in other parts of the universe. A popular choice for family vacations is Kepler-452b, a planet about 60% larger than Earth, orbiting in the habitable zone of a sun-like star. Kids especially like that place, as oceans have been discovered and hotels have been built near rocky beaches. On the other hand, traveling to places in the universe with lighter gravity is like going to an oasis of tranquility. So Mars and the Moon have become known for amazing yoga retreats. With their gravitational forces much weaker, people can breathe more easily there and move around with more freedom. Keep in mind that these trips are expensive, so you might want to start saving up now. That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.